Charles Darwin and the Theory of Evolution in a Nutshell. Written and read by Peter Whitfield. Charles Darwin, philosopher of man and nature, revolutionary, intellectual giant, one of the two or three greatest pioneers of scientific thought, a central figure in modern man's understanding of himself and his world. Darwin has become all these things. One might say he has evolved into them. But in his own time he was a very different person and less exalted. He was a naturalist, an observer, a Victorian country gentleman, an amateur who, after one great youthful adventure when he sailed around the world, lived his entire life quietly in the English countryside, surrounded by his family, cultivating his garden, and pursuing a lonely intellectual quest. Darwin's face, as seen in portraits and photographs, is sombre, weary and sad, almost tragic. He does not look like a conquistador of the spirit, a shatterer of ancient myths and illusions, but more like a man carrying within himself some deep and joyless knowledge which has overshadowed his life. And the central point about Darwinism is that it did indeed contain profound implications outside the realm of science. It pointed the way towards a new vision of